All right, guys, we've got a new one. This is called Alpha Omega. And that's kind of cool, right? So, yep, you saw it. We got some Strong Girls. Remember, we already did Strong Girls for the Arrow Game month. And now we're going to be doing Strong Girls for the AVN month. So, this one's not finished. But, of course, you can pick it up at itch.io. They have a Discord. There's a Patreon. But, yeah, let's give it a try. And, by the way, it says that shit gets kind of dark later on. Like, they literally gave me some warnings about this game. So, if you're going through some shit, and you didn't really like, Leap of Faith, like it got to you, like it got to me, then maybe you don't want to go too much further. But I like the Muscle Girls, and we're going to continue with this interesting take. So, let's go ahead and get started. We can't fight now, apparently. Also, let me see if they have that new... See, it has sensitive scenes. They also have Team Alpha, Team Omega, and Band. Okay. Quick menu. Alright, so what about... Oh, we can take the text box out. Cool. Alright. That's a translation tool that you can use? Okay. So here we go. I'm not sure about this, Lily. I prefer my regular clothes. What? Did I screw this up? Oh, there we go. I'm not sure about this, Lily. I prefer my regular clothes. Don't be silly. You look great. You're here to teach people something, so it makes sense. Okay, but I'm not comfortable with it. Just get your sexy butt up there and get the show started. Okay, okay. Hi. What do I call you? Okay, Grim, nice to meet you. Before you start your journey, I would like to take a moment to show you the ropes. If you're already familiar with everything, feel free to let me know and I'll leave you be. Do you want to skip the intro? No. Excellent. I'm very happy you chose to stay. Let me begin by telling you what you can roughly expect and what not. You'll come across scenes that contain the following. Story includes foul language. Be a lot of swearing and cursing and very bad language. Well, I'm fucking cool with that shit, so we don't have any motherfucking issues. And you're a bunch of cunts if you can't handle that fucking shit, you bunch of damn pussies. Love and laughter. There'll be many happy times and laughs to be had. Violence. Yeah, listen to that disturbed violence fetish today. Ready for that violence. Happiness. Wholesome happy moments. Cool. Cage fighting. Okay. Sexual references. There should be scenes of a sexual nature and sexual references. Depression. Ooh. Heavy metal. Good selection of heavy metal music. Well, my God, I found one with muscles and heavy metal. I guess we're going to do this one every week. Muscle girls and heavy metal. I'll be damned. Sadness and loss. There'll be death. Shit, I'm probably going to go support this guy on Patreon now. You will not come across any of this. Multiple women will want to have sex with you 2 seconds after they meet you. This is not that kind of game. I might. Or maybe I won't. Ugh. Inviting strangers to move in. Anyway, you're not going to be asking vulnerable women you just met to come and live with you for whatever reason. Having an unrealistically huge cock. Okay, so I respect the dev on this. If you're expecting a perverted sex story where you're treated like a sex god while looking like a mutated frog, this is likely not gonna be for you. Okay, that's cool. Change of pace. If you're good with all this, then awesome. Like, guys, we have 10 million other games with all those fucking things. Let's do something different for a change. Also, this is my applause. Thanks for doing something different. I mean, come on now. We've seen enough obnoxiously huge cocks in these games. During the story, you may not know exactly when it's okay to click to continue. Look at the bottom of the screen, and when you see this icon, it is safe to click in advance to the next image without missing a sequence of images. As the story progresses, there'll be choices to make. Is it my turn yet? Go away, Lily. I'm working here. Why? Just let Grim choose one of us and continue. Great choice. You don't want to get tangled up in Liliana's depraved ways. Choices like that often lead you to different paths and will ultimately shape you and those around you. There isn't an exact right way to play. Just choose what you think you should do and enjoy the path you craft. Okay, I do like that. If you want to see different outcomes, start a new journey and make different choices. You often get a choice to respond to the people you meet. These type of choices affect how the people you meet will perceive and respond back to you. Relationships will start forming over time because of such choices, but not exclusively. These choices aren't as black and white as you might think, however. Just because your response was nice and perhaps polite, it doesn't mean the person will respect or like that in every situation. Wow. It's gonna be more like life. It's like, hey guys, this is a simulation for life. You know what happens when you walk out the door and go into the real world? Get a breath of fresh air? Oh wow, it's the real world. No. You'll have to get to know each personality and see what motivates them. Some might prefer you being nice, others might prefer you being defiant. Give it a try. This is so fucking boring. Well, that's a bit rude. Don't make me spank you. And that's pretty much all there is to it. Grab a drink and some snacks. Kick back and enjoy the ride. Unfortunately, I don't need to be eating any snacks or drinking anything at 2 in the morning. Good idea to have a, you know, empty stomach. Episode 1, Not Goodbye. Death. A path we must all take. The expectation, of course, is to die at a ripe old age. 75? 90? 100? Perhaps if you're still in good health. Some don't even make their 30s, and they probably thought they were invincible. Death. Isn't it funny how death, with its sole purpose of enforced separation, brings everyone together? Race. Religion. Straight. Gay. Asexual or bisexual, man or woman, none of that matters. Unity, if only for a moment. How was this allowed to happen? We'd have to go back to where it all began. Sup, girlfriend? Grim! You came. That's what she said. Oh, shut up. I thought you'd forget about a loser like me and be on your way already. Come on, really? You think I forget about my best friend? Holy crap, I'm playing a black guy this time. This is gonna be different. Come here, you. I'm kidding. You wouldn't dare. It's good to see you. Damn, girl, it's only been a few days since I last saw you. Yeah, well, it seems like a lifetime to me. Besides, you're going to college for quite a few years, so let me be happy and enjoy just a few more moments with you. Alright, alright. Keep squeezing me like that, and you can put me in a grave, though. I don't have a lot of time, but how about we jam one last time before I head off? Sure, it's a little early in the day for that, but whatever. One last jam. Choose your weapon, the axe or the battery. We're gonna put the black man on drugs. No, it's a... You definitely beat the skins better than I could. The battery's all yours. I beat skins better than you, huh? And how would you know that? Remember Hall of the Mountain King? Oh yeah, hell yeah, let's do it! Oh yeah. Oh, wow. I don't know where the synthesizer guy came from. He must be in the closet. Yeah. Now it's done. All right. Whoa, didn't know you were this strong. That was freaking awesome. Oh yeah, we're awesome. Shit, when you're gone, who am I gonna do this with, huh? I'm sorry I have to leave you, Grandma, and all this behind. I didn't mean to guilt trip you, it's cool. Tell me more about Steelwheel Academy. We talked a little bit about it before, but I want to know more. Well, I told you that the Academy is sports-oriented, but it's a little more unique than your average one. Grandma was willing to pay for everything, but left it up to me to decide what I wanted to do. I chose this place because they promote MMA. No way. Oh, yes way. Try not to mention any of this to Grandma. She'll probably have a heart attack. I really want to focus myself on the physical aspect and attend as many classes as I can. You know, I've only ever practiced in my spare time, so I don't even know if I'd be any good at it, for real. As fallback, I'll take other classes. If I fail, I can always learn more about other areas like physiology, nutrition, or even management. I'd still be in the same world, though perhaps not as a world-class athlete, but who knows? I'm very happy for you, and you know what you want to do with your life. Not many people do at our age, including me. You'll figure it out eventually, Nia. You got a great mind. Do you even consider going pro in a band? I don't know. Not sure I'm that good, really. Are you kidding me? You're awesome. And if this is what you love to do, you should follow that dream. Perhaps you're right. I'm just not so sure. Again, it's really hard. It's really hard out there. It's the hardest it's ever been. So guys, I'm gonna leave you with a story here. So when I first started, 2012, 2013, something like that, I was listening to I was working with a lot of different bands, right? A lot of small indie bands. They were sending me their records and stuff like that. So I went back this year to listen to some of those records. You know, I hadn't listened to it in years, guys. And I said to myself, you know, this is still a really good record, even 10 or so years on. And I'm like, did they make anything else? The sad thing is, most of them never did. Like, that was their last record. It was like literally 2012, even if they made records back in 2006, something like that. 2012, that was it. Like, it's like everybody knew. It's like all these bands knew that the scene was starting to change. And the money wasn't there anymore. So a lot of musicians just stopped. And I'm not talking about joining another band. I'm not talking about doing a solo project. I'm just talking about hanging it up. They had a whole band. They put these awesome performances together. And then they just fucking stopped. It's over. They did all they could. They wrote the records they wanted to make. And that was it. So yeah. It's a different industry, and now it's very, very hard to become a very popular musician because everything is social media based. It's all TikTok. It's all algorithm based. Sleep Token became popular because of TikTok. That's indisputable. They grew to their fame because of TikTok, and they were a band that was built around TikTok algorithm. A lot of other bands like Spirit Box and stuff, even though that they had a little bit of fame beforehand, they blew up on social media, you know. So there's a lot of bands right now that people enjoy that blew up because of current social media. But the thing is, guys, I hear so many young artists, like in college, just like you know this guy is. They're literally shooting the video and it's outside their college. It's a professional video, professional sound, everything. But they're just never going to hit. They're never going to do anything. Because there's too many bands that sound like them. And they don't have enough presence on TikTok or any of these other places. And it sucks. Because, you know, every musician, they deserve a shot, right? But they're not going to get their proper shot. And honestly, some of these kids, they're not doing anything unique or different. they're just doing what somebody else is already doing and making a lot of money out of. Not like that hasn't been the thing before. It's always been like that with every kind of genre of music. Somebody tries to put their spin on it. But I'm not even getting a spin from a lot of these acts, guys. Years and years of experience reviewing heavy metal records. I'm hearing a lot of shit that sounds like a lot of shit I've already heard. And that's going to be a problem. Because you look at any record label, you look at anybody that... musicians, fans, they're eating this shit up like crazy. Just stream, 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 stream. That's where all the money is. Now, the thing is, we tried to get off the labels by going into independent stuff like Bandcamp and stuff like that. But streaming brought musicians back to the labels. Because basically, the labels are what makes the money from streaming. I've already did an article about that on the show. I talked to you guys about that. They make all the revenue, and the artists get nothing. Still. So they're back to the old model. The band or the artist is like, well, I'm finally free of the record label. No, you're not. Because the service that you're putting your music on is still going to be giving most of the money to the label. You're still getting the same shit deal you got in the 1990s. Nothing has fucking changed. Only people like Taylor Swift and, what was that guy? Kendrick Lamar. Kendrick Lamar, and Taylor Swift and, you know, these kinds of people. These are who are making a lot of money. But they're the same people that were making a lot of money in the 90s and in the 80s and in the 70s. They're the same agented record label, big, huge, celebrity-type artists that were making money back in those days. So you're still just a small band. Now, to be absolutely fair, there are some musicians I know personally that have made a considerable amount of money on streaming. Considerable, you know, because they're doing everything themselves. But they're businessmen. They know the industry. The people I'm talking about that are famous right now, that are independent, they know the industry. They've worked in the industry. So they know how to do all of it themselves. So that's what you gotta have these days. You don't just gotta have the band and the talent, but you gotta have the knowledge. Because it's a whole different industry out there, and you will get chewed up faster than anything. Any time in music. I don't care what they would have said. Oh, they're going to chew you up, dude. It's nothing like the 90s. You've got thousands and thousands and thousands of artists now, guys. I'm not even joking. When I say thousands and thousands, I mean thousands and thousands. There's more artists out there than I could ever listen to in my life. And it is really, really hard to separate the wheat from the chaff. Now, the fans are doing that. So good on them. But it's just, I don't know. I would not want to be an artist in this day and age, dude. If I was going to make something, it would be with like an AI-generated backing where I just did my vocals. Like, I don't even give a shit. Like, here's some things I got to say. I don't even care if it's a real band. I'm still going to do my own vocals, of course. But I don't even care if it's like an AI-generated band or what. I just have some shit I want to say. If it's cool, whatever. If it's funny, I don't care. But I'm not in it to become anything big. That was a goal that was shared when I was young and stupid. And I'm not young and stupid anymore. So, you know, I know what the real industry is like. It's not cool. It's not a great industry. I don't have to tell you all the dirty details and things. You don't need to know that. Just realize that it's not all it's cracked up to be, guys. Just make music for music's sake. That's the only thing I can tell you. Alright, so let's get back to this. Since I've gone on a little bit, I'll go on a little bit more with this video than normal. You could try to convince your parents to get you signed up at the Stillwell Academy if you'd like a career in sports. But that's a little selfish suggestion, as I'd like to just hang out with you all the time while there. I'd love nothing more, to be honest, but I have to figure out what I want to do for myself first. Yeah, obviously I'd love for us to hang out all the time, but that's not the point. Yeah, I get it. Shit, girl, I'd love to hang around a bit more, but I really gotta go. I have to tell you, Grim, I'm gonna miss this. You. Everything we did, it's gonna be weird. Growing up together, never really being apart for long periods of time. Nah, I'm going away. I'm not going away forever, you know. Don't worry so much, it'll be fine. You'll come and visit me at some point, and I'll be back here every now and then. It's not so bad. Yeah, you're right. I'm just making a big deal out of nothing. I'll be a big girl and power through this. Come on, let's see if Grandma's around here somewhere. There you are, my children. I was just looking for you. Look at you together like that. Oh, how I'll miss this. You are such a picture. Hello, Miss Wilson. Hi, Grandma. Grim, do you have that mobile phone I gave you? Of course, Grandma. Why? Show me how to take a picture with it, and I'll take one of you both. You look absolutely gorgeous, and you need to take that memory with you. I have pictures already, but sure, guess one more can't hurt. I've turned it on for you. Just look at the screen, and when you're ready to take the shot, press this button here. Oh, that is lovely, but get a little closer. On three. Oh, I do hope I get it right. I'm not great with modern technology. One, two, three. Lord have mercy. You look like a pair of angry demons. Awesome. Thanks, Grandma. Now, would you mind taking one of me and Grandma as well? Of course I will. Oh, that's nice. Oh, so sweet. Your phone is now available for use. Click the phone icon on the bottom right of your screen to access it. You can do various things on it, like check your personal stats, check your relationships, check messages and reply to contacts. The photos taken just now are available to use as background images on your phone. Okay. Alright, so I got a phone. Okay, it's on this phone. Oh, isn't that nice? I'll just keep that up there. Well, this is it. Thank you for everything, Grandma. I'm really gonna miss you. I love you, my boy. Take good care of yourself. I'll have to see how things are in the coming months, but I'll probably make an appearance around Christmas time. You're not even gone, and I miss you already. Listen to me, Grim. I wanted to give you a better life. A chance for you to do what none of our family ever could. I believe in you. Now go get yourself that degree. Thanks for believing in me. I love you too, Grandma. I'll work hard and get that degree. Don't worry. Take care of Grandma for me, will you? And don't cry, I'll be back. I'm not crying, I promise. I'll take care of Grandma, don't worry. I'm gonna miss you so much. Safe journey. Hasta la pasta, I'll see you soon. Bye, Grim. Goodbye, Grim. Drive carefully. I've made it to the quiet town of Steelwheel. Not long now, I'm almost there. Miss Naya, her name is Naya. Naya and Grandma more and more as each hour passes. It's strange why I feel like that. I've been apart from them for longer than this and not felt that way. But somehow this feels more real and it's hitting harder. Man, I still can't believe that Grandma paid for everything. Granddad's old car on top of that and a new phone. Grandma doesn't drive, so this car was just gathering dust at her place anyway. It made sense. Granddad took very good care of his vehicle. Spotless and drives very well. Not the fanciest of cars, but it works. Bless his soul. All this time, Grandma was saving all the money she could possibly save just so I could have this life and make something of it. I had no idea she'd done that. I won't disappoint you, Grandma, I promise. But Grim, old boy, why are you talking to yourself? Ah, who cares? Today's the start of my new life. Jeez, that scared the hell out of me. What does this guy want? Hey, you in the Canary Mobile. Your mama got you that ugly piece of shit? I ain't saying nothing to that man. What's the matter, cat got your tongue? I'll be seeing you, dickhead. You got nothing to say to that man. Man, fuck that guy. What's his problem? World really does not need people like that. Fuck him. How long do these traffic lights stay red? This is nuts. No wonder the other guy just went for it and drove off. It better turn green soon. I'm starting to lose my patience. Damn, girl, that's a nice bite. Wonder if that asshole earlier would say the same things to her like he did to me. What is tall, often thin, sometimes bent, and looks green? What? Sometimes bent and looks green. What you talking about, the Hulk's dick? Well, that's not what he... Oh shit, I get it, the traffic light. Yeah, boy. Time to get this show on the road. That woman on the bike looks strong. She's probably an athlete. Wonder if she does some kind of martial arts. Naya and I used to watch cage fighting on TV back home. Man, I'm gonna miss that so much. I always wanted to get into some kind of martial arts, but never truly had the chance. Until now. Here we are, Steel Will Academy. Alpha Omega. Time to find a space to park my car. Nice, there's one spot still available. Oh shit, it's that asshole. Look! Sometimes the words just come out of my mouth. I ain't even read that line yet. That line just popped up as soon as it said, literally, as I just said, oh shit, it's that asshole again. He's probably going for the same space. Well, 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 if it isn't Little Canary. Fuck it, he's not getting it. Oh, hell no, that... Oh fuck, I hit that idiot stupid car. Huh? What's going on? Oh, Joe, what are you up to now, you imbecile? Oh, shit. There's a parking spot right there next to that silver car. You! Oh, shit, he looks really angry. My car! Look at what you did to my baby! I'm sorry, man. You shouldn't have been such a dick and just let me have it. Nothing would have happened to your stupid car. I'm not being honest with myself. I'm as much at fault as he is. Excuse me, I'm as much at fault as he is, yeah. What's he doing now? Get out! Oh, he won't fight. Okay, okay. I'm getting out. Chill. Am I really getting into a fight on my first day? I've never really fought anyone, but it might be wise to strike first. I'll have to muster all the knowledge I gained from watching cage fights on TV. Oh no, bro. I could totally imagine how this would go down. I could do this. Come on now, bro. I've had to tell guys... just like him. But I don't think you're gonna be that kind of man. You're gonna get laid down. You're like, I'm gonna kick his ass. I don't know about that. He's like, damn, I got my ass kicked. Yeah, you did. Damn, we're in cage fight now? Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on! His hands are low. He's cocky. Strike first with a quick hook. Then into the clinch combined with some dirty boxing to soften him up. Followed by a quick knee to get him into position for the finish. And finally a highlight reel head kick knockout for the win. Victory. That ain't how it's gonna happen, bruh. Hold on. Oh shit, I can't save. Like, I'm hitting the button. It ain't letting me save. Oh, it will now. See what fighting would do. You gonna try to fight the man? Let's get it on, motherfucker. Oh, you got balls, kid, I give you that. Oh, that didn't feel too good. Well, I did not expect you to drop like a sack of shit. Are you for real? Now you listen to me very carefully. We're not done yet. We're gonna discuss the damage you have done to my baby. First, your Joseph? For fuck's sake, Natasha, why are you sneaking up on me like that? And my mother calls me Joseph. I don't care what your mother calls you. You touch him again, you'll have to deal with me. Good Lord, she's a titan. 8 foot tall and... But this guy... I also don't care whatever it is you're about to tell me about this guy. You just don't assault someone like that. Now please leave. Go about your day and we'll speak about this later. And if you shred a... If you've a shred of decency, you'll move your car. God damn it, bitch. I heard that. Are you alright? I'm fine, don't worry. What's this? Check your phone. It says check my phone. Check my phone for what? Oh, Natasha, okay. Origin, USA, heterosexual, acquaintances, kickboxing and wrestling. Nia, USA, heterosexual, best friends, instrument, guitars, drums. Grandma. She's from Ghana. Grandmother. USA, heterosexual, acquaintances, fight style boxing. He plays bass. Brother, you gonna be a bass in the band next. Good. Let's get up and then you can tell me about it. You have a decent grip. Damn, you're strong as hell, girl. What's your name? I'm Grim. Nice to meet you, Grim. I'm Natasha. You're not catching me at my best, but it's very nice to meet you as well. Easy there, Tiger. You sure you're okay? I'm fine. Joe just hits like a truck. He does. It's a shame he has such a bad temper. He's fast, hits hard, and has tremendous reflexes. Not to mention his terrible attitude. He's a supreme asshole. That I do not disagree with. That said, he's not all bad. Maybe if you give him a chance, at some point you may see a different side. I highly doubt that. Will you two lovebirds stop talking about me and move that piece of yellow garbage shit out of my way? Sure thing, Joseph. Fuck you, Canary. My name is Joe. Canary. Is that really a thing now? Yes, he'll probably call you that forever from now on. think it's cute. If I'm a canary and he just called us lovebirds, which bird are you? Good question. Probably a condor. Yeah, good one. The last remaining condor and a canary. Sounds like that would make a great show. Ah, that's a show I'd watch. Okay, he's gonna move his damn truck. Do you need help carrying any of your stuff? That'd be awesome, thank you. If you don't mind, we'll return here later to pick them up. I'll go to the admin office first and get everything done that needs to be done. Sure, I'll come with you. So what happened that made Joe take a swing at you? I met Joe seconds before I saw you at the traffic lights earlier. He drove right up next to me and started talking some shit about my car. I didn't say anything that could have pissed him off. Then he jumped a red light and you arrived and I didn't see him until I came here. I was looking for a spot to park my car and I guess Joe was as well. Then I decided to do something pretty silly and take the spot. Joe did exactly the same and I ended up gently bumping into his vehicle. I guess I was hoping that if I showed him I had some balls, he'd back off. I was wrong. Then he got out of his car and he was so angry. We exchanged words and he walked up to my car, opened the door and yelled at me to get out. He was so aggressive I assumed he wanted to fight. I took a swing at him almost immediately. Probably shouldn't have done that. No, you definitely shouldn't have. Hell, it's not even in my nature, but I was so annoyed. Totally wasn't prepared for his speed and strength. The rest you know. Do you regret your decision to strike first? Yes, I do. Absolutely. Like I said, it's not really in my nature to respond like that. I'm very glad to hear that. Violence should never be the first response. See, originally I wasn't going to fight him. That was the choice I was going to make at first. But I wanted to see, you know, the fight or whatever, I wanted to see how that all worked out. And I figured that Joe was going to win. But I wonder what happens if you do avoid the fight. That's kind of interesting. It makes you want to replay and see what would happen. We're not going to go do that, though. We still got more game to play. We're not done yet, guys. I will have a few words with Joe. Leave it with me and don't worry about him. Okay, thanks for helping out. I appreciate it. That's cool. I'm just trying to keep the peace. Awesome. This day definitely started rocky, but I'm finally here. If I get a little bit ahead on these stairs, I'm as tall as you, Natasha. Well, now I know what it feels like to be you. Haha, enjoy the moment. It won't last long. Party pooper. Hello! Holy Christ on a bike! Could you please not scare someone like that? There's stairs right behind me and I'm not ready to die yet. I don't know whether I should be scared or sexually aroused right now. Fresh meat. Tender and pretty. Tasha. Liliana. Oh please, you know me better than that. Friends call me Lily. Okay, so let's learn about her. Lily is Brazilian. She's bisexual. Acquaintances, and she has a Brazilian jiu-jitsu fight style. And what do they call you, handsome? Well, usually not handsome. My name is Grim. Grim, Grim, Grim. Why don't you come here and give this girl a proper greeting? Damn! She's quick to flirt, ain't she? Really? Damn! Why y'all gotta put me on a spot like that? I want to kiss the goth girl, but I like Natasha too. They told me I wasn't going to have a bunch of girls that go crazy over me. But that one... I mean, damn, it's not a life or death decision here. Wow. That was... weird. Grim, don't tell me you never kissed a girl before. That was a kiss? Of course, dummy. Such a handsome man and still a virgin as well? What does that have to do with kissing? Whatever, I'm confused. So what are you two up to? Well, I'm on my way to complete registration. And then I guess check out my dorm and try to get settled in? Oh, jolly. I'll come with you. I'm heading that direction anyway. Is that okay with you? Yeah, if you stop grabbing my face like that, it's starting to creep me out. Lily, please stop scaring the newcomers. Don't say anything else about her. Whoops. Trying to get back to the game. Oh, home? Okay. I don't know what you mean. I'm not trying to scare anyone. I'm totally innocent. Come on, let's go, you crazy people. I'm starving. When I'm finished here, do you want to grab a bite to eat or am I holding you up? That's a splendid idea. I have nothing else to do for the next few hours. Hey, yeah, I could eat a horse. They don't serve horse anymore. I have no plans apart from working out later, but I'll freshen up a little before we go. It's way too hot in this outfit. Awesome. I'll have lunch with you fine ladies. Charmer. Also, this seems like a good time to check out how terrible the food is here. It's really good, actually. They've done a huge overhaul, and now it's really nice. You've come at the best of times, really. It was terrible before. That's cool. Well, I better go sort my business first. I'll join you and say hello to Agatha. I'll wait out here for you. See you in a bit, Sickles. Hello, darling. You must be Grim. You're the new student today to collect your keys. Excuse me. You're the last new student today to collect your keys. I'm sorry. I ran into some troubles. Oh, no matter. You're here now. However, you've missed orientation and there won't be another until next week. Oh, damn. Ah, good afternoon, Natasha. Hello, Agatha. How are you, my darling? I'm well, thank you. Have you been? Very well, sweetheart. Thank you for asking this old lady. Don't worry about Grim having misorientation. I'll show him around in a little while. Oh, you're ever so kind. Thank you, my darling. I'll get the registration form for you to check. Read it carefully and make sure all the information we have is correct. When you're done, you can sign it and I'll give you your dorm key. Sounds good, sweetie? Yes, ma'am. Understood. Well, I mean, chairs do that. This one does especially. Oh, by the way, I've got an announcement. I've bought a new chair. It's too big and it's too late to set up right now, but I've bought a new chair. After all these years, I have bought a new chair. Now, it was between the $108 one and the $129 one. And I didn't want anything with leather. And the reason why is, you have that, but also you have the, and it sounds like I'm farting, and I don't like that. So we're trying to minimize that, you know. So this chair, we'll see how good it is. Because the only other chair they had was the leather chair. And that was the $129 one. So I don't know if it was really worth paying for the leather or the little pad they put on the seat. But we'll find out, right? So this will be a different chair, and hopefully it'll be a fun chair. Hopefully it'll be a chair that doesn't fall back on me while I'm playing a game. Even though, you know, I don't actually lean back in chairs. Yeah, guys, I don't. I don't know why, I've just never done that. I very rarely lean back in a chair. But alright, guys, at any rate, this is the Grimlord, and we will see you guys next time for more great AVN. If you guys like it, we'll bring this one back. I said I might make it a staple, but it depends, because we do have Race Life, and we got some other ones that we want to try out. And there's about 150 more I could try out. Did you guys be like, Grim, we'd like to do that. We'd like to do this. We'd like to do that. Dude, we'd like to do a million. But we only have so much time in the day. So, all right, guys. I'm out. See you next time.